There are many needs around us. Some we speak, some silently there upon our hearts, some written in your bulletin that people have asked us to remember them on a regular basis. But there's probably no greater need than the Apostle Paul reminding us to pray one for another and to pray without ceasing, to think of each other often, and sometimes it's good to let somebody know you're thinking about them. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, hear our hearts this morning as we come before you today. Father, there are many needs around us in the world, probably in our own homes. Probably many needs that we have no knowledge of. And Father, there may be needs we have knowledge of and we don't know what to do. And Father, it seems like there are so many needs we're powerless. We don't know where to start. We don't know what to do. And then there are those times when we don't know what to say. And maybe we kind of hold back and don't say anything. Or maybe there's that situation of awkwardness and we don't know how to break the silence. Or Father, maybe we have said something that we should not have. Maybe we've even went so far as to have done something we shouldn't have. Father, would you forgive us of our sins? Each one of us is a sinner, prayerfully saved by grace. No better or no worse than the other. And Father, we bring these many needs that we've spoken silently on our hearts. Father, we just bring them all to you. For indeed, they are great, they are many, and Father, without you to bring them to, we would feel so powerless. And Father, indeed, we would be. But you are an awesome God, a mighty God, and you sit on the throne above. And your ways are far above ours, and we can't understand them. So, Father, help us to live by faith, trusting in you. That, Father, you are at work in the world around us. Yes, as Kathy said, there are some horrible things going on. But, Father, there are some wonderful things going on, too. You are at work touching lives one at a time in personal ways and in corporate ways. For Father, we come today claiming your promise of where two or three are gathered, you are in our presence. We come together in weakness, acknowledging your strength. We come together strengthened by you that we can serve. And part of that is what we're doing now, and that's praying. So we expand our prayers from not within our own walls and within our own situations, but to those outside in our community, our nation, and nations around the world. Father, the sabers of war seem to rattle. Tensions are high. It seems we're on the verge of something. And Father, may for us as Christians, that something be a time of revival. A time of coming back to you. Of trusting in you first. Holding on to the foundation that is sure and certain. That Christ once again be proclaimed and believed as the Savior, the Messiah, the Redeemer, of all of humanity. And Father, we pray for all those who are going through things we don't know and understand. Hospital tests, sicknesses, traveling mercies. Father, we lift it before you. And now we'd ask that you hear us as we pray as you taught us together say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.